The old badger plant is near Baraboo. This is the second time this year tests have found dinitrotoluene in nearby wells. DNT is one of many chemicals that has seeped into the groundwater at the old ammunition plant. At high levels, it can cause liver cancer. But both the Army and the Department of Natural Resources say the traces found in the most recent tests are far below the danger level. Badger plant spokesperson Joan Kenny says the Army will provide bottled water to 40 families until more tests are done.
If we find that there are homes where the levels exceed the state enforcement standards, we'll be doing something specific for those homes. It may turn out that all the homes are just showing traces that are below any action levels, and in which case we'll be working out a plan of attack when we get those results back.
It's not clear what part of the plant the chemicals came from. Kenny says it's possible they came from a so-called plume of pollution under the plant's propellant burning ground. Laura Ola of the group Citizens for Safe Water around Badger says the Army needs to pay more attention to what happens to the toxins once they seep beyond the plant's boundaries.
They've spent millions of dollars focused on what the problems are with the groundwater inside Badger. We want to talk about the whole plume. We don't want to talk just about the part that is underneath the Army's facility. And literally, where that fence is, there's no discussion about water beyond that.
Ola says her group has been asking the Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Natural Resources for additional off-site studies at Badger since 1998. The Army will report the results of new well tests at a public meeting in mid-May. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.